Wall Street deals wouldn't occur without this sort of permission, and Hollywood and Madison Avenue would flounder as well. Many companies have created multi-billion dollar empires based on the permission they have to sell to just a handful of companies. McDonnell Douglas did it with just one client, the Pentagon. Cambridge Technology Partners is a high-tech programming and consulting firm that's growing like a weed. They focus 100% of their sales on the information technology departments at the 1,000 largest companies in the country. In fact, there are only 1,000 people they really care about, the Fortune 1000 CIOs. From the very beginning, Cambridge has used permission marketing to make sales. They invite these very busy but occasionally confused executives to high-level seminars. At the seminars, they book top business leaders to speak about critical issues facing the information technology community. And there's no sales pitch. Thornton May, the brilliant marketer who runs the program, doesn't want to make a sales pitch. He's not even that concerned about getting a detailed list of exactly which problems his prospects face. Instead, all Thornton wants is permission to speak with them, someday, with authority. When Cambridge is ready to make a sales call, ready to identify and cure Company X's problem, the permission that Thornton has earned is well worth the investment the company has made. At $5,000 or more per company, the permission isn't cheap, but it's an extraordinary value. Individual permission is essential for a doctor, a lawyer, or any professional, but because it is so personal, it carries a number of risks. Bad service or a bad interaction can cancel this sort of permission forever. A trusted chiropractor who uses a new technique that causes sudden discomfort discovers that he has lost a patient. In addition, many marketers are unable to deliver completely different levels of service to different audiences. A dry cleaner can't readily offer cheap and fast service to one customer and expensive and perfect dry cleaning to another. One customer might want to get in and out of the store in a hurry, while another wants to linger and chat. If the permission is based on the charisma and personal interaction of the merchant, conflicts will inevitably arise. Personal permission is the most powerful form of permission for making major shifts in a consumer's behavior. Frequent flyer miles won't get someone to consent to open-heart surgery, no matter how many free trips are offered. But a doctor with the consumer's trust can make a difference. Personal permission is also the single easiest way to move someone to an intravenous level of permission. It's the best way to sell custom products, very expensive products, or products that take an enormous amount of learning to appreciate. Much lower down the permission list is the fourth level, brand trust. This is the tried and true branding that is the mantra of most interruption marketers. It is the virtually unmeasurable but oh, so fun way to be in the marketing business. Marlboro communicates brand trust. So do Ivory and Campbell's and Starbucks and even Tom Peters.